All right, so you know Patricia Heaton, right? I mean, most of us, when we hear her name, instantly picture either, the quick-witted DeBruff from Everybody Loves Raymond, or maybe Frankie from The Middle, that kind of wonderfully chaotic mom we all relate to. I mean, she's brought so much laughter into our homes.
Absolutely. And she's such a familiar face on our screens.
Right.
But what we're going to do today is peel back those layers a bit, Like go beyond those iconic
Yeah,
characters.
like hit pause on the laugh track for a second and really dig into the person behind the persona, right?
Exactly. We're taking this deep dive into the world of Patricia Heaton, and it's fascinating. What we've got here is a really interesting mixed details about her acting career, which is super impressive, right alongside her work as a humanitarian, particularly with World Vision.
Yeah, and that's what I find so intriguing. It's like these two sides of her, the actress and the philanthropist. So our mission today is to try and connect those dots. Like, what are the threads that run through both her acting and her humanitarian efforts? What makes her tick, you know?
What are those driving forces behind her work, both on screen, creating these characters that resonate so deeply with us, and off screen in her work with World Vision?
Exactly. Like, what can we learn from her about, using your platform for good? We're going to explore all of that. We'll look at what motivated her, the impact of those iconic sitcom roles, and of course, the real world difference she's making through her humanitarian work.
Sounds good.
All right, let's get into it. So, to really appreciate Patricia Heaton, I think we need to start with, building that foundation.
Right, establishing the basics. So she's a huge name in television. We're talking decades of experience, a career filled with, those memorable roles.
Yeah, instantly recognizable. Like you mentioned, Everybody Loves Raymond and The Middle are the two that probably pop into everyone's heads
For
first.
sure. But it's not just about popularity. The industry itself has acknowledged her talent in a big way.
Oh, yeah, those Emmys.
Right. She won two Primetime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her role as Deborah Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond. And that's huge.
It is, especially when you think about how competitive those awards are.
Absolutely. And the fact that she won twice, it shows how exceptionally talented she is. I mean, this is recognition from her peers,
Yeah.
It's like a testament to her skill, especially during a time when, family sitcoms were really having a moment. Those are some golden years for that genre, and Patricia Heaton was right at the forefront of it.
Right. So she wasn't just a beloved actress. She was being recognized by the industry for her craft, for her contribution to television.
Precisely. Those Emmys really cemented her status as a top-tier comedic actress.
Okay, so now I want to dive into Everybody Loves Raymond. I mean, this show ran for 9 seasons. That's a serious accomplishment in itself. And people still watch it. They love
It's a
it.
classic for a reason.
So let's talk about Deborah Barone, her character on the show. She wasn't just your typical sitcom wife, right?
Oh no, not at all. I think Debro Barone was really important in changing how women were portrayed in sitcoms, at least in those types of family sitcoms.
In what way?
Well, she brought a kind of realness, a nuance, that was missing from a lot of earlier sitcom wives. I mean, she was relatable.
Yeah, she was the voice of reason in this crazy, chaotic family.
Exactly. She was dealing with things that real people deal with, marital issues, the struggles of raising kids, and those in-laws.
Oh, those in-laws. So iconic.
Right. I mean, she was funny, but she was also dealing with some pretty serious stuff. Patricia Heaton managed to strike that balance so well, the humor and the genuine difficulties of being a wife and mother.
And audiences connected with that. They saw themselves in Debra. It wasn't just about the jokes, it was about real life.
Absolutely. And I think her character paved the way for other strong, complex female leads in sitcoms. Characters who are funny, but also dealing with real issues. It's like she helped shift the landscape.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, are there specific characters you see that connection with?
I mean, you look at someone like Leslie Knope in Parks and Recreation or Claire Dunphy in Modern Family. They both have that Debra Barone energy. They're funny, they're capable, and they're dealing with the complexities of life. I think Debra helped make those characters possible.
That's a cool thought. So, Debra Barone, a real game changer in the world of sitcoms.
Definitely.
Okay, so fast forward a few years, and Patricia Heaton takes on another major role, Frankie Heck in The Middle. Did you watch this show?
Oh, yeah. The Middle was great. So relatable.
And Frankie felt very different from Debra, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Totally different vibe.
Yeah.
Debra was this kind of well-put-together suburban mom. Frankie was more the every woman just trying to hold it all
That
together.
was a totally different setting, too.
Yeah, The Middle took place in a small Midwestern town. Frankie and her family, they were working class, dealing with financial stress and just trying to make ends meet.
It felt so authentic, yeah, you know?
It really did. Patricia Heaton brought that realness to the role. The middle wasn't afraid to show the messiness of family life, the awkward moments, the struggles. And Frankie, she just kept going. She was resilient.
Totally. And I think that's what resonated with so many people. It was like a breath of fresh air, this honest portrayal of motherhood without all the gloss and perfection.
Exactly. The middle embraced the imperfections. And I think that's what made it so special.
Okay, so we've talked about her impact on television, these amazing characters that have resonated with so many people. But now let's shift gears and talk about the other side of Patricia Heaton, her work with World Vision.
This is where things get really inspiring. She's more than just a celebrity face for this organization. She's a dedicated ambassador, genuinely committed to their mission.
And World Vision is a pretty big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a well-respected Christian humanitarian organization. They do amazing work all over the world, fighting poverty, advocating for social justice.
And it seems like Patricia Heaton's personal values really align with their mission.
Absolutely. She's very open about her faith and her desire to help those in need. Her work with World Vision, it's not just about, you know, lending her name to a cause. It's about actively participating in making a difference.
And what kind of work does she do with them specifically?
Oh, a whole range of things. She's really involved in their child sponsorship programs, advocating for a better education, and working to improve nutrition in communities that need it most.
That's impressive. It's like she's using her platform to amplify these issues, bring them to the forefront.
Exactly. She's not just talking about it. She's actively involved in making change happen.
That's awesome. And she's pretty vocal about her experiences too, right? Sharing stories of the people she meets through World Vision.
Absolutely. She uses her platform to share those stories, to give a voice to the voiceless. It's really powerful.
Yeah, I can see how that would make a real impact, bringing those stories to a wider audience, raising awareness.
For sure. And it's not just about awareness. She's also actively raising funds for World Vision, supporting their programs on the ground.
It sounds like her involvement has had a tangible impact.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's hard to quantify, but her efforts have definitely made a difference. She's raised a lot of money, brought attention to crucial issues, and inspired countless others to get involved.
That's incredible. So beyond her work with World Vision, she also has her own foundation, right? The Patricia Heaton Fund.
Yeah, that's another way she's expanding her philanthropic efforts. That fund supports a lot of different causes, education, health initiatives, social justice projects.
So it's like she's diversifying her impact, reaching even more people.
Exactly. It shows a real commitment to making a difference in the world on multiple fronts.
So this isn't just a passing phase for her, this philanthropy. It seems deeply ingrained in who she is.
It really does. And I think her faith plays a huge role in that. She's talked about it openly, how her faith guides her actions, her desire to help others.
Yeah, it's clear this is something she's passionate about, something that stems from her core values.
And I think her own life experiences have probably shaped her compassion too. You know,
yeah.
She's been open about facing challenges, balancing her career with family life. Those experiences, they give you perspective, empathy.
Right, like walking in someone else's shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you look at Patricia Heaton's career, it's this fascinating tapestry. You've got the comedic brilliance, the iconic roles, and then this deep well of compassion that fuels her philanthropy. It's really inspiring.
It is. Like these two seemingly separate parts of her life, they're actually deeply intertwined.
Right. And together they create this incredible legacy. She's brought joy to millions through her acting. And she's making a tangible difference in the world through her humanitarian work. It's a powerful combination.
So to wrap things up, what would you say are the key takeaways when we look at Patricia Heaton's journey?
I think it's about using your platform for good, whatever that platform may be. Mm. She's shown us that you can be successful, you can entertain, and you can make a real difference in the world.
And it's about authenticity, right? Like staying true to yourself, your values, your beliefs.
Absolutely. Her authenticity shines through in everything she does, from her acting to her philanthropy.
So as we end this deep dive, it leaves us with a lot to think about, doesn't it?
It really does. Like, how can we each, in our own way, use our talents and our influence to make the world a better place? How can we follow in Patricia Heaton's footsteps and create a legacy that's both meaningful and impactful? It's something worth pondering.
Definitely food for thought. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the world of Patricia Heaton. It's been eye-opening.
It's been a pleasure. She's an amazing woman.
Truly inspiring.
Absolutely.